You might remember that Moses was the leader of his people, and as a leader, he had a special job, at least one special job, which was to talk to God and find out from God what God wanted the people to do, and then he would go tell the people what God said. Often Moses would have these conversations on the top of the mountain. The people would all wait at the bottom of the mountain, and Moses would climb up by himself, up, 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 up the mountain until he got to the top. And usually when he got up there, he would find that he was surrounded by a cloud. I don't know if you have ever been in the fog. Sometimes around here it gets so foggy you can't hardly see in front of you. And that's kind of what it was like for Moses up there inside the cloud on top of the mountain. He couldn't see anything, but he could feel that God was near. And he sometimes would hear God's voice saying, "I am the Lord, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness." And when Moses would hear the voice of God, he would kneel down in reverence and respect, and then he would tell God how sorry he was that all those people down at the bottom of the mountain had been so stubborn, they'd misbehaved so much. And Moses would say, "Please, God, we need you to still be with us, to guide us, to instruct us, to help us know where to go, because we're just going to be lost wandering around in the wilderness if you don't help us find our new home." One time when Moses went up to the top of the mountain, he stayed up there for 40 days and 40 nights. And that whole time, he didn't eat anything and he didn't drink anything. The whole time, he was writing down God's instructions for how people should live, the laws and the commandments. And when he came down after the long 40 days and 40 nights, the people had been waiting and waiting, and they finally saw him coming. They were really surprised by what they saw. Moses himself didn't even realize it, but his face, because of all that time he'd spent talking to God, his face was just radiating this bright, bright light. The Bible says his face was shining. And the people were kind of scared it was so bright and shiny. And they were afraid to come close. But Moses called out to them, "Come and listen what God has said." So they were reassured, and they listened to everything that Moses told about how God wanted them to live. When Moses was finished talking, he put a cloth over his face called a veil so it wouldn't hurt people's eyes so much to look at him. And he kept that veil over his face except for the times when he would go talk to God. He would go away to a private, quiet place. He would talk to God, and he would come back with his face bright and shining again, and people would listen to what God had said. And so every time they saw the face of Moses, it was shining, and he was telling them the word of God. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer together. Dear God, we ask that you would allow us also to radiate from our faces your amazing and wonderful love for us. May the joy shine forth in our eyes and in our smiles. And help us, dear God, always to walk your way in this world and to do what you ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.